Chapter 7 "The Radiator Springs Traffic Court will come to order," the sheriff called as McQueen rolled into the front of the courtroom, his boot clomping. The townsfolk were gathered in the courtroom, and they were not happy. "Hey," called Ramon, a lowrider with a flashy paint job.
"You scratched my paint. I ought to take a blowtorch to you, man."
"Did you see what he did to my Stanley?" cried Lizzie, the oldest resident of the town.
A glamorous show car frowned at McQueen, indignant.
"You see what he did to my cafe?" Flo demanded. "Now I've got to restack the cans."
"You broke the road," scolded the small Italian import named Luigi.
He owned Luigi's Casa della Tires, and the tires McQueen had plowed through the night before.
"You're a very bad car."
"Fascist," Fillmore called.
"Commie," bellowed Sarge.
"Officer, talk to me, babe," McQueen said to the sheriff in a smooth voice. "How long is this gonna take? I gotta get to California pronto."
"Where's your lawyer?" the sheriff demanded.
"I don't know," McQueen admitted. "Tahiti, maybe?"
"When a defendant has no lawyer, the court will assign one to him."
"Hey," the sheriff called out to the assembled cars. "Anyone want to be his lawyer?"
"Shoot," Mater said.
"I'll do it, sheriff."
McQueen groaned.
"All rise," sheriff called. "The Honorable Doc Hudson presiding. May Doc have mercy on your soul."
An old blue car rolled into court and took his place at the judge's bench.
"All right," Doc ranted. "I want to know who's responsible for wrecking my town, sheriff. I want his hood on a platter. I'm going to put him in jail till he rots. No, check that. I'm going to put him in jail till the jail rots on top of him, and then I'm going to move him to a new jail and let that one rot. I'm..."
Doc stopped short, narrowing his eyes as he got a good look at McQueen. The race car laughed nervously.